Blog Talk Radio.
Now, there's the sound of some familiar music. Greetings, everybody. This is Andy Kimball on the Andy and Mander Show. Well, the Andy Kimball Show right now. Hope everybody's doing great. We haven't been together since the end of 2023. I hope everybody's had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season and a great beginning to 2024. Let it be a happy, healthy, effective, adventuresome, and fun and loving 2024 for all. For all our listeners and everybody around the world, let's live together in peace and harmony and like or love each other instead of fighting all the conflict that we're seeing that's happening in so many places around the world that we've got to do something about. And I think we are on our way to doing so. At least I like to think we are. Maybe we're not. Anyway, so our number here, 515-605-9888. And glad to have you aboard. I'm not sure exactly who is with us this time around right now because it's not showing up. So if you care to call in, again, that's number 515-605-9888. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, whether it be politics, there's another Republican GOP debate happening tonight. Chris Christie dropped out of the race. I think he was the best candidate on the GOP side. He's the one with he's just a real ethical guy with a lot of integrity and doesn't take any bull from anybody, especially Donald Trump. And it's a shame to see that his campaign didn't fare out well, because I think he would have been, even though I'm not a Republican, I think he would have been the best guy. As a matter of fact, I know he would have been. I may have even supported him. I'm independent, and I've supported Republicans and Democrats along the way, more Democrats in all honesty than I have Republicans, but I am independent, and I have supported Republicans, and I probably would support Chris Christie. I'd take Joe Biden over Chris Christie. We could talk about why and look at numbers and analytics and so forth, and the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the numbers. Why? I haven't seen, just for a minute here, we'll get on this. I haven't seen the GOP propose anything that affects the life of the people of America or the world since the last election. Nothing. Just Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop. Let's impeach Biden. What evidence? I don't know. We'll find it. We'll find the evidence. Come back Tuesday. I'll have the evidence for you. I promise. We'll find it. Have you seen the evidence? No. But I'll find the evidence. Let's impeach the guy. Unreal. And that's all they've done. You know, since the last election, the GOP has offered us absolutely nothing, and I hope they pay dearly for it come the next election, and you can help do that, okay? I don't care what your registration is, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whatever it might be, Green Party, we got to do something about the GOP. It's not the same GOP that I grew up to. I grew up to a GOP that one could respect and look up to. You might not agree with them ideologically or politically or whatever the case might be, but and if the election happened and they got in and you didn't want them to, at least, you know, we got along as a country. Some decisions were made that, you know, may have not been, you know, in your world or the way you've liked it to be, but we got along, we moved ahead, and things worked out. I've never seen the GOP in such disarray in my decades, too many of them now, I just celebrated a birthday, in my decades of existence. It's just unbelievable to me. I can't even think about it. You know, Mandy and I used to go on and on and on. Anyway, 515-605-9888 is the number to call in to. And, you know, we have a lot to go over today. And some things I want to touch upon. I want to get away from politics just for a minute and talk about the largest music industry show, I think, in the entire world. It's called NAMM, N-A-M-M, all caps, National Association of Music Merchants. It happens in Anaheim in just a couple of weeks. Look up NAMM, a NAMM show. The NAMM show. Everybody who's anybody is there or has been there. Very well-known musicians and singer-songwriters and performers who aren't on tour. Or you'll see hanging out there. Stevie Wonder hangs out there. Who am I thinking of? I've seen some, the guitars from Nirvana. I'm going blank. Victor Wooten. And it goes on and on and on. Who was the guy? Peter Frampton. You know, Peter Frampton. I was right next to Peter Frampton at the Gibson booth a couple years ago. We were leaning on stage together looking at the lead guitars from Nirvana. And I was commenting about that guy's good. Guy looked over next to me and said, yeah, man, he's a player. And it was Peter Frampton. We got to chat a little bit. Also, I'm thinking of a guy. I can't think of his name. I'm drawing a blank. We were in a booth together checking out some guitars. You'd know who he was. Footloose, Loggins and Messina, Kenny Loggins. And Jim Messina. Kenny Loggins was in the booth with me checking out some guitars. I forget which booth. But everybody is there, folks. I mean, this is an amazing show. And here's the deal. You can join, if you're into music at all, and you're in California, or if you want to travel here to go to NAMM, once you go to NAMM, you're going to make it, you're going to put on your to-do list almost every year. It's incredible. I started going in 2019. And it's every January. They took a year off for COVID, and they had two like mini NAMM, if you want to call them that. They were the regular NAMM, just smaller. One in June and the following April, and now we're back to doing it every January again. I am there covering an NAMM show live. It is huge. It is many, many, many convention center floors filled with every type of gear you can think of having to do with music. All the major guitar builders, they have a very unique guitar section with all the custom luthiers that are built, you know, one of, two ofs, you know. Taylor Guitars is a great, which I'm a partner with. Taylor partnered with me in my career, and much appreciated Taylor Guitars. I've got a bunch of them. They're great people, great company, great guitars. But Taylor has a very big display there, a whole big convention center practically on the second floor, the main exhibition hall. Collins Guitars, with Collins Guitars as well, is there. McPherson and Larrivee and Santa Cruz and all the guitar builders, everybody's there. And also a tremendous amount of flavor from some of the offshore manufacturers from the like Japan and China, and some of the hand-built guitars that they build there, and they get them over here, and they're just gorgeous instruments, like Avian guitars, for example. I don't know if anybody's heard of Avian, A-V-I-A-N guitars. I've discovered them at NAMM last April, and April, that would have been April 22. And boy, I never heard of them before. I heard somebody doing a fingerstyle, slapping fingerstyle on the West setup day on Wednesday, the day before. I got a VIP invite to go to press meetings. And I was walking around the convention floor while the booths were being set up and ran into a booth from Avian. This guy was just playing amazingly well. And I tried out the guitar and drew some people in and got to talking to the folks. I did a live TikTok from there showing off the guitars. And they were kind enough to send me a guitar, all mahogany, a gorgeous, gorgeous Songbird, it's called. Avian guitars. And you get manufacturers like that, builders like that from around the world who you've never heard of. And you see their instruments and you hear what they're doing. You put them in your lap and you play them, whether it be drums or basses or guitars or violins or trumpets or bugles or trombones or drums. Oh my God, we talk drums, DJ equipment, sound equipment, audio recording equipment, headphones, speakers. What else? Everything. Pianos, keyboards, Yamaha's, an entire convention floor, a whole floor. With amazing performers. I mean, what a lineup they have. They also sponsor the main concert stage, which is right outside the convention center between the Marriott Hotel and the Hilton Hotel. And speaking of which, they have concerts all day long, all evening, rotating bands that they bring in from around the country. I guess bands submit to audition to get into the NAMM show to play. And in the hotel lobbies till the wee hours, they have 45-minute sets by all these different bands that, you know, you've never heard of them. I never heard of them. And they're incredible. Most of it is really good. You can see why NAMM accepted them. A lot of rock and roll, a lot of heavy metal stuff, which isn't really my cup of tea, but you can't disregard and disrespect how good these bands are. There's also folk performers, singer-songwriter performers throughout the NAMM and different stages and different hotel lobbies and so forth. I can't tell you enough. Go to the NAMM show, NAMM. In addition to the music exhibitions and the convention hall. They have a tremendous amount of educational seminars, speakers. Last year, I was lucky enough to catch Brandi Carlile, who's absolutely incredible, talked about producing and recording some of the artists that she works with. And up close and personal with Brandi Carlile. Was that just an amazing experience? And she's incredible. She's incredible. And, you know, I, as most of you know, I'm a professional musician. That's right. That's my main gig. And so the NAMM show to me is like a kid in a candy store. It's unbelievable. But even if you're in, and let me tell you how you get into the NAMM show. It's an industry show. If you're not a merchant in the industry, if you're not somehow related to an educational institution, perhaps a professional performer, it is difficult to get in. However, you can join NAMM and support the industry and be part of the industry, however you, you know, whatever manner you can. Go to the NAMM, I guess it's NAMM.org, or NAMM Show. I think it's NAMMshow.org. You can join NAMM for $135. Now, here's the deal, $135, right? To go to NAMM, if you want to get a registration badge, is $135. So when you join NAMM, you get to, that's included. And you also get updates and, you know, get involved in everything that you do during the year, which is, they do an amazing, amazing job in terms of education and spreading the word of how music benefits all of us around the world as a society. And music truly does it not? It really does. Everybody under a G chord is a G chord. I don't care if you play it here or in New Zealand or where Amanda is in the UK. Or in China, it's still a G. And the NAMM organization does a fantastic job of just getting music out there, trying to put music in the hands of as many people as possible, because in fact, it does put a smile on most people's face, whether it's classical blues, jazz, folk, R&B, rock, funk, rap, whatever it might be. Oh, speaking of rap, they also have a great big DJ section at the NAMM show with all the DJ gear. I'm not into that, but if you are, they have so much of that there, man, and lights and smoke and effect machines and pedals and, oh my God, can we talk guitar strings and bass strings, and everybody who makes a string is there. Even the folks that make the core of what all the rest of string manufacturers use as their core, they are there. I can go on and on and on. Martin Guitars, check out the Martin Guitar booth if you're there. Martin is going to be exhibiting a brand new model, a brand new design that they just came out with this past year, the three-piece back mahogany guitar. Just incredible guitar. I'm going to talk about it later, maybe the next show. I'm not going to go do an advertisement for Martin here, but check out Martin Guitars. Check out the website, and we'll be talking about their specific guitars a little bit later in the show, if we can, because it's worth it. I mean, they're just fabulous instruments. So I'll be going to their press event on Wednesday, and that'll be I'm going to try to do a live show just after the Martin Guitar press event. And what date would that be? Well, that would be the 24th, January 24, right? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, NAMM show's 25, 26, 27, 28. So the 24th, I'll be on the floor at NAMM the day before the show opens, and then doing shows, broadcasts with the interviews on YouTube and TikTok live from the NAMM show on the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th here on the Andy and Amanda show. And perhaps my show coordinator, Cornell Butler, will be providing some commentary as well, and he'll be joining us from the East Coast where he is based. And I told Cornell to join us. We've both been so busy. I got to tell you, as a musician, get back to that just for a second, because again, that is my real job. That's what I do. This past year, 2023, has been really, coming out of COVID still climbing out of COVID. The career is not what it was. But I got to tell you this, the online presence and for lack of another word, the gravity of my music and who I am as a musician has really accelerated this past year. I started the festival season off at the Florida Folk Festival Memorial Day weekend in White Springs, Florida, and ended the festival season in Washington State at the Tumbleweed Music Festival, and played a bunch of shows and some festivals and community get-togethers and showcases, and sponsored some events along the way all summer. And my rankings in several states are like number one music. It's like it's a ranking service, and you post your music and see who likes you and clicks you and all that. And I'm ranked like number one in in Ohio, like number one in number two in Arizona, number one, I think number six now in Pennsylvania, and then go, you know, top 10 in many, many states across the country. And I couldn't be doing that if it weren't for you, the audience, the people who tune into my music and click me some likes and buy some of my tunes on andykimball.com perhaps, or visit me on YouTube or Facebook. That's what makes it happen for me. I'm also going to be offering a guitar course, which is going to be, you'll participate in via a membership, a monthly membership, and you'll do individual videos with me and really accelerate your performance skills and your ability to really make things happen with the guitar. And if you want more information about that, just email me at andyandamandashow@gmail.com, andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Or go to my website and email me at Andy Kimball. It's andy@andykimball.com. And we'll get you information on that amazing, really a lot of fun, hands-on guitar program, coaching course. There's no pens, no pencils, no paper, no tabs. It's all by feeling and listening, exploring and learning. It's really, it's rewarding for me to see that change happen in the lives of others as it is for the students who participate. And it's affordable. It's just a little bit more than 1 hour of individual instruction would cost with me. But I'll tell you what that is when you email. We'll get back and forth and, you know, chat and see where you're at if you want to do this or not. Very, hey, you know, do a month. You know, chime in for a month. You'll probably be hanging around for a lot longer than that. But it's month to month, you know. If it's not for you, then just do 1 month. But you'll get a lot out of that 1 month, I assure you. Andy at andykimball.com. Anyway. So where was I? The damn show. Yes. All right. So it's the it's coming up in just a couple of weeks. The 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th of January. I can't wait. I can't wait for that to happen again. Be out in Michigan this coming weekend in the Waterford-Clarkson area of Michigan from Friday to Monday. And be in the East Coast again in February, playing some gigs there. But enough about me. Anyway, there's so much going on in the world. There's just so much happening. And I just saw earlier that, as I said, that Chris Christie had dropped out of the presidential campaign process. So what we're going to see tonight at the GOP debate really is Nikki Haley, and that's not her real name, by the way. She gave that like little American sounding name, so no one become disoriented when they see and hear her real name. Look it up. See, on this show, I'm just going to go tell you my opinion of what's happening, and oh, do it. You know, I want to have you do homework. I want you to research this stuff yourself because, you know, I'm all about, you know, people coming on here or other talk shows, and they tout all these false, literally lies, this fake information. You ask them where they got it from, and they hem and they haul and they hen and they heard and they saw and they witnessed it, and it comes out to, you know, Fox News or Newsmax or OEN or whatever it's called there. I don't know, but I like folks who want to challenge me on what we talk about here on the show to look up the information on their own and then get back to me, and we can discuss it based on facts, not on what some commentator like myself not believe. But believe me, I'm this show is incredibly committed to integrity and to truth and to, you know, living in a peaceful, healthy, progressive, I don't mean progressive in terms of being liberal, I mean progressive in terms of moving ahead world. Whatever your political persuasion is, it is. Anyway, so what else do we have? You know, Donald Trump, the former president, has, you know, what, 91 federal indictments against him, they're not letting him speak during the closing arguments of the New York civil fraud trial. There's no way, you know, he's – you just wonder, you when he is – okay, he's indicted. That doesn't mean he's guilty, innocent until proven, right? But he's already been convicted of – by a judge of – his company's been convicted of tax fraud in New York first because there's so much evidence. I mean, just so much compelling evidence that the judge didn't really need to hear anything. Just saying, well, here, listen – you know, you say, provide me something that this says this ain't true. Here are your numbers. You know, you inflated the value of your assets when you felt when it was advantageous to you, and when it wasn't, such as tax time, you deflated everything. You got loans based on fictitious numbers, and you can't that whether they got paid back or not. That's a crime. That's fraud. Go apply for a mortgage. Go apply for real estate and put fake numbers in your application. See what happens to you. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead. Why not do it? Why doesn't everybody do it? How come we haven't been doing this all along? You know, defrauding banks and giving fake information about our net worth and our assets. Well, how come we all haven't been doing that all along if it's okay to do? Huh. I just thought of that the first time right now. Wow. But anyway, the judge, Arthur Engoron, said on earlier today that he doesn't expect Donald Trump to speak during the closing arguments of the $370 million New York civil fraud trial against the former president. Oh, my. Anyway, this guy. Did you ever hear some of these real conservative commentators, folks who say don't go to college, like Des Prager? Because it might turn your kid and bisexual. They might go and straight and come out gay or something, and it'll make your kids too liberal thinking. Don't send them to school. College is a waste of money. Don't do it. I remember hearing Dennis Prager one time, who I might add, he is a great, he's a warm, great, compassionate guy as a person. If you don't talk to him about politics or his values, or the fact that he goes through life with blinders on, he only sees the world how he sees the world and how it should be according to him, nobody else, just his world, that's it. Put that aside. Okay, that's who he is, fine. But as a person, I have an amazing amount of respect for this guy. I don't agree with almost everything he says. It's just ass backward, just so wrong and so archaic, but as a person, he's a tremendous amount of dignity and integrity. Okay, he's got the wrong color glasses on when he sees the world. It's okay. When he says some, I remember one time yelling at somebody on the on his radio show. Character doesn't matter when somebody's talking about some things about Donald Trump. Character doesn't matter. He's screaming. Character doesn't matter. Listen to him now. Anyway, how about that guy with the fake doctor, what they call him, Dr. Gorka, something like that? Sebastian Gorka, with a PhD from some unknown university in some small country somewhere, and he worked for Donald Trump for a week or something, and now he still calls Donald Trump his former boss and a guy that he supports in campaigns for and wants to become president again. How do these people possibly support this guy? Did you ever get on TikTok and chime in on some of the political discussions? I must say, from my own experience, there seems to be fewer and fewer. There seems to be fewer and fewer Trumpies, or cult members. And they're there by the millions. If he is the candidate, if he's allowed to be the candidate, if he's not behind bars or something by election, if he's allowed to be the candidate, and he is, he'll probably lose by a larger margin than he did in 2020. We predicted on the Andy and Manger show, we predicted the outcome of the last election, and we were dead on. We were dead on the Electoral College vote. We were off by several million on the popular vote. And Trump was out there saying, I got 61 million votes more than any other sitting president. How did I lose this thing? Because Biden got 81 million, right? You got 60, Biden got 20 million more people than you did. That's how. And according to your own numbers, Mr. Trump, Biden won by landslide, because his numbers were similar to your victory in 2016, and you said you won by landslide. And you also said it was the largest crowd ever on Capitol during your inauguration, when it was probably one of the smallest. Anybody remember when he held the Bible upside down? He called the cops on the protesters, and he went to a church and held the Bible upside down, the same pose that Adolf Hitler took. Where do these people come from? Where did they come from? Call me. Are you a Trumpie? Are you a part of the Trump cult? Are you supporting Donald Trump? 515-605-9888. I don't bite. I want to hear you. I respect everybody and their opinion. I truly, truly do. And all I just want to hear is information as to why you support the president. The economy was not better. Unemployment was not better. The GDP was not better. Oil production was not better. Let's see what else. Infrastructure was not better. Biden passed the largest bipartisan infrastructure bill in history. Inflation is the lowest it's been in many decades, since the 50s, at 3.2% going down. Even though things are more expensive now, I'll talk about that in just a minute. And it's hard to get by. And people say, oh, it's so hard. It's hard to get, much better to easy to get by with Trump. Here's the deal. You pay more for a box of cereal now. Let's say, and I can't believe this. Believe me, hey, listen, I got to buy, I don't really buy cereal, but, you know, suppose I, cookie, I don't know, whatever you buy in the market. It's more expensive now than it was a couple of years ago, for sure. I can't believe, you know, I go into a market and see $6 for a box of Cheerios. You know, Fruit Loops, Corn Flakes, whatever you buy, you know, $5.80, $6. I've seen $7. But here's the deal. The person who's pouring the Cheerios into the box or governing the machine that does the pour, they can actually start to make a living now. They're getting paid more. They're getting paid more. They don't have to work two or three jobs to support their family, their kids, and pay their mortgage and their bills and their electric bills and their school supplies and everything else. They're getting paid more. They get paid more, you got to pay more. You want to get paid less? Is that what you want? Right? Pay scales have gone up. You're going to pay more. I'll gladly pay more if it means that somebody has an easier life and it's easier for them to put food on the table and support their family and their life. You're damn right I'll pay more. Be glad to pay more. Absolutely. As people go around saying, oh, it's too expensive. They don't understand why things are more expensive. It's not due to Joe Biden. He did not create that. That has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Nobody can point to any single thing that Joe Biden did that made the cost of goods go up. Absolutely nothing. You ask them to prove it. They can't prove it. They listen to clips and things from these right-wing extremist conservative talk shows and TV shows and TV networks and so forth that spit out these wild conspiracy theories based on whatever they want to base them on, fiction, and people believe it. Donald Trump speaks. Donald Trump says, Trump, you say how high. Trump is absolutely true. Enough about that. Anyway. Hey, you know, I got to tell you something. Anybody out there interested in astronomy, observing the universe, space, the final frontier, planets, distant galaxies, double stars, nebula, star clusters, studying the rings of Saturn, which are soon going to not be visible from Earth, as they'll be perfectly parallel. We won't be able to see them. It's going to be kind of cool. Celestron, C-E-L-E-S-T-R-O-N, makes the most incredible telescopes you'll ever come across. I personally endorse the Celestron 8-inch Evolution. It's what I use in my backyard and my front yard, and have seen unbelievable observations of distant galaxies and clusters and nebulas. And the moon is, you feel like an Apollo astronaut going around it. You wouldn't believe how close the moon is. You can plot you can see the surface details of Jupiter and the moons of Jupiter and the spaces between the rings of Saturn, distant Neptune, Uranus, and of course the Orion Nebula and the Pleiades and the Andromeda Galaxy and the Crab Nebula, and it goes on and on and on, all the various celestial objects to be seen. Computerized, once you align the telescope, which is very, very easy to do, you push a button. It has its own Wi-Fi network, so you can actually turn your phone into the telescope's Wi-Fi, and you point on your phone, you see the sky map, and what do you want to see? And the telescope goes to it and zoom, and there you are. And if you want to get into astrophotography, it accommodates that. You put your Canon, your Nikon camera, to a very inexpensive adapter right in the telescope, and bam, takes some amazing, amazing photographs if you're into that. But it's incredible. If you have never owned a telescope, you're talking about investment. I mean, a good telescope is going to cost you some change. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you something. You'll stand out there in your yard with a telescope for hours on end, 2-3 hours, and even looking at the moon. The neighbors come by. What are you looking at the moon? And they look in your lens and go, oh my God, oh my gosh. And it opens up your mind when you're looking at things that where light was generated millions and millions and millions of years ago, and now you're seeing that light today. You get to a grip on infinity and our existence and the Earth and the universe and our sun and the finite life of our solar system and the expansion of our universe. I don't know if those of you have heard the news. I bet most of you have not, because it's not really been in the mainstream media yet. The Big Bang, thanks to the James Webb Telescope, has about been disproven. Wrong. Decades, we all thought Big Bang, that's how this all started. Incredible, condensed mixture of hydrogen and helium and some other elements that just got with so much pressure, just exploded and at speeds exceeding, you know, the speed of light. I mean, growing at that rate. And that's how the universe was created. Well, that happened about 13.8 billion years ago, 13.6 billion years ago, somewhere right in there. It's really funny how we can go, oh, 13.6 to 13.8 billion years. You know, if we're talking billion years. it's unbelievable. But when you talk about space and astronomy, a couple billion years is not a big deal. Anyway, so the Big Bang started, supposedly, if it ever was, which I don't think it was, it did ever happen, 13.8 billion years ago. But thanks to James Webb Telescope, we're now able to look at galaxies, very smooth spiral galaxies, older than 14 billion years ago, older than the event that was supposed to create everything, including those galaxies. So we have galaxies that are older than the Big Bang. They were here longer. So was the Big Bang never, did it ever happen? Or are there several universes? Are we living in this big void of infinite space that has, we're not the only universe? And I'm not talking about solar universe. Interesting food for thought. We're going to have some special guests on the show coming up, known astronomers and physicists from both from Caltech and who else? Caltech. That's the big one from Caltech. And also from the Jet Propulsion Lab. We're going to come on our show. We're going to have a fascinating discussion about space, about driving satellites, about the future of the space program, about what we're observing with the sky tonight. But anyway, I'd like you to all check out the Celestron telescopes. Great people, great company. One company I can recommend highly is Orange County Telescope. Orange County Telescope, S from Michael, he owns it. He's got some great folks that work there with him. So, so knowledgeable and so helpful. There's probably some discount company, you know, like Amazon, you can buy gear maybe for a little less, but nobody's going to beat the support and the knowledge and information. And you know, you got any questions whatsoever, pick up the call. Bam, he knows the answer to your question before you're finished asking it. S from Mike, Orange County Telescope in Orange County, California. Look for them online and tell them Andy Kimball from the Andy Demanda Show sent you. Believe me, I don't get anything. I don't get commission, referrals, zero. Just I know how good this company is. I know how good Michael is. And Orange County Telescope in Orange County, California. In Orange, California. He's located in Orange, California on Main Street. If you're in California, he's on Main Street. Look him up, get him online, and give him a call. Even if you want to get something on an entry-level basis to do some stargazing, look at the moon, look at the planets, I highly recommend Orange County Telescope on Main Street in Orange, California. Okay, anyway.
Today for me is a very good day.
Yeah, me too. I'm having a great day today. How about you guys? You know, I'm really enjoying the day today. It's great to be back here on the air because I get so much criticism during the week.
Dingbat.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, come on, who's doing that? Who's doing that? Anyway, I'm going to play a song by a singer-songwriter. I had the pleasure of recording and producing and at a venue and then brought her into the studio. Her name is Natalie Moore, and she's going to do a tune. Adele does a tune. It's called – is it Adele? I think so. But she does a version. I'm on guitar, and I think bass. Yes, I do both. And listen to her sing a tune called Better Than That, Natalie Moore. Natalie Mora, with yours truly, Andy Kimball, accompanying her on guitar as well as bass. I'd like to hear another Natalie Mora tune. Maybe we'll get to another one before the end of the show. Anyway, I found her at a venue and discovered her, whatever you want to call it, in Los Angeles area, California, and she was headed back to Austin, where she's from. After I heard her sing, I said, you can't go back. I want you to come to when are you going back? It was a couple of days later, and I said, you got to come into the studio. And you got to work out a couple of tunes. So we did, and she was so good that I said, when are you going back? She said, oh, tomorrow. I said, no, you're not. And she made arrangements and managed to spend the week, and we got together and recorded some more songs, like just one take at a time, just bam, bam, you know, work on things just a little bit, flush some things out. We did some improv, too, right? Just play guitar, and she's, you know, just you sing, I'll play. I'll see what we come up with. I wonder if I have that on here somewhere. Really a great talent. She's a yoga instructor in Austin. I'm thinking, man, you got to do, you know, great that you're doing that, but man, you got a voice. You got a voice. Natalie Mora, folks. Natalie Mora. I don't think she has a website or anything. Just take my word for it. I've got some tunes on YouTube, Andy Kimball and Natalie Mora, M-O-R-E. I think you can check her out that way and see some other songs that we did together, or hear some of the songs we did together, I should say. And SoundCloud. Where else? I don't know. Anyway, maybe I'll put it up on Spotify, but Spotify is an Andy Kimball account. So anyway, worry about that later. So tonight, GOP debate marks the beginning of the end, in my opinion, of the Make America Great Again. I still wonder when it wasn't great. Make America Great Again takeover. It's the final debate, the final GOP presidential debate prior to Monday's Iowa caucuses, and it might as well be the end of the of the pre-Trump grand old party. I think if we were to advance the clock into the future, many historians just might argue over when exactly the party surrendered to the insurgent, anti-democratic, fascist allies of Donald Trump. But you know, even if look at Senator Mitt Romney, he acknowledged the party's civil war is over, and Trump has won. The Trump cult, and it is a cult. If you look and talk to folks that support Trump, and you speak to them and ask them questions, interrogate them, and ask them questions and listen to their responses and listen to their answers, it will be very similar to one who would have the same, you know, of course, a different questions, of course, a different world, but the same frame, the same psyche, the same type of response as Jim Jones in Waco, you know, and that type of cult follower, you know, why did they follow Jim Jones? Why did they follow, I'm drawing a blank, but, you know, some of the other well-known cult leaders who ended up committing suicide or killing many or whatever it might be, Charles Manson. You know, that's pretty extreme. I know I'm not saying that Trump is anywhere near what Charles Manson was, but I'm just in terms of the psychology. I'm talking about in terms of psychology. Because when you look at anything Trump has done versus our life today, there's no comparison. We're much better off than we were with Trump. Trump mishandled the most incredible, horrific, terrible crisis this country has faced with COVID. He knew about COVID way before it was the first person died here. Do you remember the interview with Bob Woodward? Hey, Bob, it's a bad one, Bob. It's airborne. It's a bad one. And then later he said, yeah, I didn't want to create a panic. How many people have died when you said that already? You get in the podium, you say, this is what's going to happen. It's bad. And we're all grown up. We're going to, you know, protect the ones we love and protect ourselves against this thing. And, you know, vaccines will be coming. And the vaccine, by the way, has been under development since 2001. More aggressively since 2003, and I've got the documentation to show that this wasn't a Trump vaccine. It was created in a year. We could not ever develop a vaccine that works on the same premise, the same biochemistry principles as this vaccine does in a year. Could never ever have happened. This research and this vaccine and how it operates and what it does began in 2001. This was nothing that Trump did. Believe me, that's true. Look it up yourself. Don't believe me. But please do look it up. Anyway, so what happens next? what happens next? Will the Republicans take, you know, will they go into the dark in anti-constitutional places, you know, with King Trump? The GOP's sweeping transformation from the, what do we call, neoconservatism of George W. Bush into the fascist Nate. You know, you look at, you know, Trump's a fascist. He wants to be king. Look who he worships. Dictators, horrible dictators around the world is who he admires and who he loves. So all his love letters with the, but, you know, I'm thinking of a word, appropriate word for the president of North Korea. Anyway, I can't think of one. I'm not going to mention his name because I can't stand the guy. Anyway, love letters, he says. Can you imagine a president getting in front of the American people and saying, yeah, write love letters to the head of North Korea, who straps people to the in front of anti-aircraft guns and fires them to kill them, puts people in front of people he doesn't like, musicians in front of firing squads, straps them to the front of any aircraft guns and fires the guns, obliterating who's ever strapped to the front of it. Women, guys, girls, musicians, because he doesn't like what they do. Relatives. We write love letters. We write love letters. Guys, excuse my language, but the guy's a fucking creep. Trump is a creep. You heard it here. Many of you might agree with me. If you don't agree with me, I'm looking for you to call me. But you won't, will you? You won't call me. The reason why you won't call me is because you have no facts to back up why you support Trump. There's no facts to back it up. There's nothing he did that bettered your life. Nothing. If there was, call me and educate me. Maybe I don't know. Anyway, hey, folks, if you're listening to the show on the podcast and you don't like what I say, trying to make that happen purposely, actually. If you don't like what I say, andyandamandashow@gmail.com. I'll send you an invite. We'll get on the show and talk about it in a friendly manner. Believe me, as I said earlier, I don't bite. I really don't bite. You know? I really am a people person. I love people, everybody. I don't care what religion, what political persuasion, what you had for dinner last night. I don't care. I am a real people person, and I believe in the overall good and overall effectiveness of mankind, of our species, and making the world a safer place by all working on projects together and working on the future of our species and the future of humanity and making the world a safer, more economically favorable and environmentally favorable place for us to live and for generations ahead of us to live peacefully. That's what I want to have happen. I don't depend on any God or anything, any Bible or those written by mankind. I don't depend on anything to make that happen. The only thing I believe in is the effectiveness on our own potential as people. That's it. Anyway, so email me. And the reason why I said that is because it's to show you if you know, you might be a Trump person and I'm you know, I love you anyway. Don't. You know, you call me and talk about how you support Trump, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for who you are, what you believe, whether you're religious, not religious, atheist, Catholic, Protestant, whatever you are, whether you think the world is flat. Well, no, you got to draw a line somewhere. You got to draw a line somewhere. Okay, flat earthers, don't call. Yeah. Oh, unless you can prove the world's flat. Yeah, because they'll call and they'll try to prove the world's flat. Don't call me. Don't email me. Flat earthers, stay away. Stay away from this program. You're not invited to be here. You know?
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
Well, I can. Yeah. Because the world's round. Get on TikTok and see how many people are on there. I don't believe that the folks who come on as flat earthers on TikTok really believe the world is flat. I think they're just kind of perpetuating this story. And they know in, deep in their hearts, deep in their soul, that the world's not flat. But, you know, people say all sorts of things.
Wish,
you know?
And I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
It will be a woman.
Yeah, it will be. I've never heard a woman come out and support a flat earth theory, ever, ever. It's always men.
Sometimes those answers are so dumb you wish you could take them back.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. But the world being flat?
This issue is under investigation?
I don't think so. I'll tell you.
We've obtained substantial evidence.
Who's doing that? I'll tell you. Anyway, flat earthers, I'm not gonna.
You guys are not serious.
No, they're not. They're not. I told you they're not. Anyway, hope everybody's doing well. We have some. We have a few more minutes to kill on this show, and I'd love to get to some more music. By some of our favorite stars, you know. Well, who might be our favorite stars?
Human element has been removed.
Well, I'll tell you, you know. Here's a song. I'm going to play a tune. One of my favorites. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to play it. Take a listen.
Girls I've loved before, they keep knocking at my door. Why I'm still not sure, because I'm such a bore. All girls I've loved before,
all the girls I've loved, each and every one a big test. They've all made sure I know how much money I owe to all the girls I've loved before.
If I was a kid, they're always growing,
often without me knowing. They know how much pot I'm growing. Ay, 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 all the girls I've loved before.
To all the girls who shared my wife, each one came the middle of the night. How did I not know each one of them a show? To all the girls who shared my wife.
To all the girls that loved me all, I brought the bit to the cellar door. They're coming through the snow. How did I not know that they'd all be the girls I'd loved before?
If we could construct a psychiatric Frankenstein monster.
I wish somebody would shut him the fuck up.
That ain't nice. Anyway, the Andy Demander Show. Andy Kimball here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes they refer to our show as Truth Radio.
Are we clear?
Yes, very much so. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Anyway, So I was going to talk about something. You know, I'm losing it. I'm telling you, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I was going to say something. I don't remember what it was. Damn. I know that we have the GOP debate tonight. We'll talk about it more on Friday. Oh, dear. Anyway, you know, it's funny. Just one more quick thing about Trump. His. I don't know if anybody's heard this. I'm telling you, the Truth Radio. You'll hear it here. You'll hear it here, maybe before anywhere else. But Trump keeps, like, moving the goalposts along on, like, impeachment and immunity. Like, his lawyers appeared in federal appeals court on yesterday? Yeah, today's Wednesday, right? Tuesday. And the odds were already not in their favor, and they seemed to grow much dimmer and very slim, if anything at all, the more they argued their case. Because their issue was their claim that, as a former president, the client has immunity from criminal charges the grand jury, that's people, citizens like you and I, impaneled by special counsel Jack Smith, brought in as a election inference case. Right? So the three-judge panel yesterday that heard their arguments were, you're going into it skeptical. I don't blame them. And at one point used a former member of their client's defense team to poke holes in their own flimsy legal theories. A former Trump lawyer. They used a former Trump lawyer and what they said and what they claimed against Trump's current lawyers. So Trump is attempting to make two interlocking arguments, factual arguments, in this case. You know, one which, you know, we debunked on this show a long time ago, which, you know, really is posed and really states that you can prosecute a president who was acquitted in a Senate impeachment, right? You can do that. If a president commits a crime in office and they were impeached because of it, and the Senate said, you're not going to kick you out, well, let's figure out who the Senate was. All Republicans, right? Yeah, keep Trump in. There was so much evidence that he should have been expelled from the White House right away, regarding January 6th. And we won't mention the so-called perfect call with the Iranian president regarding anyway, I'm not going to get into that right now. But so let's talk about January 6th. So anyway, what was I? Okay, another argument was made by John Sawyer, who's Trump's one of his current attorneys, is that the former president enjoys a blanket of immunity for actions he took in office, one that he can overcome only in the event of a conviction in the Senate. Absolutely not true. If you commit a crime, you can't be prosecuted in criminal court while you're president for that crime. But yes, you can be prosecuted after you're not president anymore if you committed a crime. You are not above the law. I don't care who you are. I don't care if the president. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Jesus Christ himself. Well, yes, I do. Anyway, but you can be prosecuted. And Trump's being prosecuted. His defense counsel will not hold any salt in court because it has no merit, has no legal, has nothing. Of course, they're going to try to, you know, beat their chests and make this case. Of course, they're going to. That's what they do. What do you expect them to do? Bow down before the judge and say, yeah, we give up? Of course they're not. They're going to defend Trump to the best they possibly can, use every means they possibly can, every bit of information, every previous case, a case history, law, whatever they can, to try to sway favor for their client, Donald Trump. Ain't going to happen. Donald Trump's going to be found guilty. 91 counts, believe me, he's going to be found guilty on many of them. I don't know about all of them, but many of them. And after which he'll be convicted criminal. And so many will swear by him and follow him, want him to be in the White House. This entire campaign so far has been nothing about us, nothing about the people of America, nothing about the world, only about Donald Trump. What has he said? What policy? Where's the health care plan? Where's the health care plan? I'll have the greatest health care plan ever in 2 weeks. You ever see it? Anybody ever lay eyes on the health care plan? Anybody lay eyes on his economic recovery plan? Anybody lay eyes on the wall that Mexico's paying for, that big, long wall? No. He mostly rehabbed existing wall. Built a few feet, a couple miles, 5 miles, I think it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know it was just a few miles. That's all it was, of new wall. Everything else was rehabbed of old wall. And the new wall, which he said was going to be the most high-tech wall ever built. Nobody knows about building walls better than Donald Trump, he says. Nobody knows anything more about construction of walls or the military overseas, even more than generals, than Donald Trump does. Oh, wow, yeah, I believe him. Yes, my king. Such bullshit. How do people swallow it? And nobody listened to Chris Christie. And I hope he continues on with his campaign, not to run for president, but just to, you know, even if people don't buy it, don't give up, Chris Christie. Don't give up. So anyway, I'm done. I can't take this anymore. I've had too much fun.
My memory is not as good.
No, it's not, you know. Anyway, folks, we're about to get out of here. And we'll come back on Friday. Hope to see everybody next Andy and Amanda show. It'll be Andy Kimball solo again. We'll come back to doing Mother Music soon. Music tune very, very soon. Yeah, you know. Yeah. We'll get there. Hey, take care, folks. Have a good evening. Hope you enjoy the debate tonight. I will not be watching it. If you're watching it, hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you saw. We'll talk about it on the next show, Friday, I guess. And here's Down Home Georgia by Kevin Michaels. Take care.
Picking man, yeah, I'll be on my way. Oh, I'm going down home to Georgia to drink some moonshine.